Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast, some fun moments from the draft this weekend. In press conferences, Keon Coleman.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for compiling these. I get so overwhelmed, and there's like all of these awesome tidbits over the weekend, and when I start thinking about trying to grab them and everything, I freak out. So it's a thank you. I appreciate you being not addled. Like I am.
I may be, but yeah. For Keon Coleman and Chris Ballard cursing his ass off, I'm willing to muscle through the agitation.
Yeah.
So this is good stuff. Keon Coleman, wide receiver from Florida State, went to Michigan State for a couple of years, as he points out in this audio. Here's just to set the scene here. Keon Coleman, he went 33rd overall. He was the first pick of day two to the wide receiver needy Buffalo Bills. Might be a good fantasy pick this year, Keon Coleman. He may end up being the number one wide receiver.
Guy with a huge catch radius.
Empty wide receiver
room. On a
team
that just lost its top two wide receivers, right?
So little advice there. But he will definitely be on the all-press conference team this season, and he's off to a great start. He had on a heavy yellow coat in the press conference. And at this point, the press conference hadn't even really started yet. He was just kind of BSing with a few of the reporters there about his jacket. And the mic was hot. So here's what it sounded like.
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? Guess where I got this wrong, though. That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah, Macy's. What you mean? They be on sale on the rack. All the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I take it up personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro.
I mean, he's awesome. I had no idea he was this good.
He is the Macy's Brandy. I played that for Brandy, and she's like, yes. The Macy's, the sales on coats at Macy's are incredible, especially this time of year, or like right after, even, you know, February, March, whenever people stop buying winter coats. Yes,
dude,
that's when you go to Macy's.
Keon Coleman, I'm going to tell you I can tell you this with 1,000% certainty. He buys all of his wrapping paper on December the 26th.
Yeah.
He cleans out the Valentine's candy like on February 15th and 16th, right?
He's going to be one of these guys that, you know, for like the reputation that athletes have, which is well-deserved in a lot of ways of exorbitant spending, there are a lot of guys that just, they were raised frugal and they stay frugal. And it's really impressive because like against against extreme peer pressure at times, they refuse to budge. And yeah, I could see Keon Coleman being that guy. Which you feel good about that because you know this isn't a guy that's going to be all of a sudden like acting up for money reasons for whatever
reason.
After 2 years or 3 years into his contract.
The best part of that to me, and you got to see the video to see this, but this is me encouraging you to go out of your way to find the video, is the look on his face when whoever guessed wrong. He's like, no, Macy's. Like,
he's funny. He also said that he went out to walk on the practice field, and he said he scored 3 imaginary touchdowns in 30 seconds, and that's got to be a team record. He went out hey kids, that's another good lesson though too. Aside from the good cheap deals at Macy's,
yeah, man.
Never stop visualizing. It's important. Visualize. He's gonna be a pro athlete. When he's 40 years old, he'll still be out there visualizing catching touchdowns.
It's good advice. Yeah, Kamari Lassiter, you better end up being a good football player. Otherwise, I'm gonna be like, dang, we could have traded up from 42 and gotten Keon Coleman at 33.
You better be out there on the turf at NRG Stadium practicing interceptions.
Imaginary
right now.
Pick sixes. Yes, yeah. Go set a record. Go be great, Kamari. All right, next one here. Good draft-related audio. This was another pretty good pick announcement. I have no idea who the pick even was, but this was Carl Nassib, former Cleveland Brown, walking up to the podium and gives some advice out to the young players right before he announces Cleveland's pick.
Latest Browns pick.
I saw a lot of diamonds last night.
From Carl Nassib.
Tell all you draft picks at home, save your money. It's not about how much you make. It's about how much you keep, all right? Remember that.
Good advice.
All right, thanks. Wasn't he the one in Hard Knocks? Now that this dawns on me, like in the moment, wasn't he on Hard Knocks giving advice out to teammates?
With a very unrealistic understanding of how the stock market actually works. Yes. He had a nice straight line that shows exactly how money compounds at 12% every single year.
Right.
It was a man who had never invested his way through a recession. I'll tell you that much. Sure, you can live off of 8% of your portfolio. It's easy. 12% a year, every year.
That's it. I had forgotten that
you can
was...
save your advice, Nassib. I'm sitting there at home watching. I was like, oh, you're going to live through the tech bubble, you stupid...
Yeah.
But it was before the real estate crash, so I'm glad he probably figured things out.
Yeah.
Before the Great Recession. You know what? Good advice, but like, all right, don't be a buzzkill. You know, come on here. Thanks, Uncle
Mr.
Buzzkill.
Mr. Know-It-All, yeah.
I didn't like Aiden Hutchinson's suit on draft night. It made me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about Aiden Hutchinson that annoys me. I don't know what it is. It's kind of the way he kind of has got like a hunched over way about him.
Yeah.
And he was wearing like in the style of the day, wearing a way too tight suit, but it was even too tight by today's standards.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. He should have saved his money on that suit.
He should have, yeah. Hey, Nassib, can you go get in Hutchinson's ear? Look at that. Look what he's wearing over there. All right, Chris Ballard, GM for the Indianapolis Colts. They drafted Adonai Mitchell with the 50th overall pick. I would say, Seth, if we had to identify a player who you go, oh, man, that guy is sliding, you know, who was the big slider this year?
Yeah.
Adonai Mitchell was, and it wasn't that big a slide. This draft went, other than Michael Penix getting drafted 8th overall, a lot of this draft, and maybe Bo Nix going 12th overall, a lot of this draft kind of went, for the most part, according to close how people saw it, generally speaking.
Yeah.
A.D. Mitchell was probably the one, though, that people are going, okay, well, this guy, especially when you see all these receivers flying off the board, you know, these are teams that clearly wanted receivers. End of the first round, Ricky Pearsall goes off the board. Xavier Leggett goes off the board. The very first pick of the second round is Keon Coleman, who we just heard from. And there were others. Ladd McConkey got picked. There were others getting picked along the way. Adonai Mitchell was thought to be like a, you know, pick somewhere between like 20 and 30 by a lot of folks.
Yeah.
He gets picked 50th overall by the Indianapolis Colts, and there was some smoke out there about Adonai Mitchell, maybe some attitude issues. His being a diabetic got brought up late in the process, or at least became public late in the process for whatever reason. Chris Ballard does not like unnamed sources dragging kids down.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it f***ing is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of We tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if you can, if people out there can tell me they don't, they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for that, for those reports to come out, like, you know, my, I said it last year. It's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
Okay, that was funny at the end. I don't, but I do.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, so that's what that was. That was sorry, not sorry. Yeah. Here, my thoughts on this. Look, I think it's cool that Chris Ballard's sticking up for this player he just drafted. I mean, they're married now. Like he's taking up for him. I guess the only thing I would say, Seth, is that he did slide to 50 when everybody thought he was going in the 20s. Like there appeared to be, okay, either the draft pundits putting all these mocks together were all wrong before the draft throughout the entire process, and he's really the 50th best player, not the 25th, or several of your peers believe whatever it is they were hearing from the, quote, unnamed sources.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right. I think it's tough because, I mean, there's no way to police it, right? When you talk about, like, when it is anonymous quotes. Because a lot of the times, you know, frankly, a lot of it is true in various instances. The concerns about Johnny Manziel, where that people thought were so stupid and wrong. It turns out that the reports on Johnny Manziel were way nicer than what was actually being
yes.
said behind the scenes, you know?
Yes.
Like, way nicer yep. about what was behind the scenes. Like, but there's times like last year when Mike Lombardi said C.J. Stroud is not an easy guy to coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of smoke that is just, I don't know, put out by whom to try to make somebody fall or whatever it might be. But that's I was getting retroactively angry this weekend sitting and thinking about those reports about CJ being hard to coach, because it was right after I had watched CJ breaking down the film on The Athletic about that incredibly complex play and scenario he was in.
Yeah.
And just the relationship that he and Bobby Slowick have.
Yep.
That, sometimes it's 100% garbage. I think the people that need to know usually know better, like the teams know. It's the but like those guys are like those kids' families are having to hear that out in public, you know.
Yeah.
Those kids themselves have to hear it. It's if you're one of the person that floats those things, I do hope you rot in hell. Like if you float an inaccurate thing just to try to gain favor with a journalist or something.
Yeah.
I hope you die soon and that you die and that you spend the rest of eternity.
I agree with the sentiment, and especially with Ballard, like what he's saying in general. If he were just saying that and there wasn't a pick attached to it, I'd be like, yeah, man, you're right. Like, people shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
This particular player did drop quite a bit. Like, I do wonder
what other teams were
hearing about him.
Yeah.
Like, with CJ, obviously, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans didn't believe a word of whatever the unnamed sources stuff was out there. They took him second overall.
Sean, I'll tell you that the other thing about Ballard, we've noticed this before, but, man, Ballard has rabbit ears. He pays attention to a lot of what's in the media.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I went and I watched one of his press conferences a couple weeks ago, and he had like five or six references to, you know, what the media will probably say or what you guys have said or how you criticize me for this. Because otherwise, like, he's pretty well respected. I feel like he just needs to take the D'Amico approach and just be completely ignorant to almost all of it.
That's good advice. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Reaction Monday. Let's get to the 8 at 8 up next here. The eight big stories, the Ocho. We will get you ready for your day with those coming up next. Stay there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.